All right, we learned yesterday the Maskanas HaGemara seemed to be not like Rav Huna. And that with the exception of B'nei Masa Achrisi, that people are allowed to open up a competition, and there's no Taina of Pasuk L'chi Yusu. Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, U'maid Rav Huna B'reid Rav Yeshua. And Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua holds not like Rav Huna. Is Ma'ida Baruchlin Hamarzirin be'Iyarais, the Ma'imati Ma'akif. That when the Aruchlin Hamarzirin be'Iyarais, they are salesmen that travel around from city to city. So then, even though they're b'nei Masachrisi, still Ma'imati Ma'akif. Do Amar Ma'ar Ezra Tikkun Leil Yisrael Shiruchlin Hamarzirin be'Iyarais. It's part one of the many takonas of Ezra that they're allowed to go around and you can't stop them from coming into town. So they're allowed to travel around, but they're not allowed to be kaveh themselves here in town. So we have here an exception that Ruchlin Hamasar Liyarais are allowed to come in even for Masa Achrisi. So it's another case of a heter competition. And even to be Kaveya, we have a din that a Tamach Chacham is allowed to be Kaveya, another case of a heter of competition. So this is one din of a Tamach Chacham. Why is it which one? Why Tamei Chacham is allowed? So it doesn't seem that the Chashem Mishpatik Adin. Chashem Mishpatik Adin, maybe you can tell the Tamei Chacham that he should learn even if he's Ladure. But it seems that it's something that the Tzibur takes upon itself to allow. It's like a kind of the community that they allow him to do it. So it sounds like what? No, because the Gemara says that apart from certain taxes, the Gemara says they don't need the protection as much. Here it's interesting. The Gemara says two things. It says two things about Tamei Chacham. It has this story that of Reichlin, that they're allowed to, if they're traveling around, they're allowed to be kaveya. Then we have later in the page. But the whole story, the Agadat Gemara, that if a Tamei Chacham comes to the shuk, everybody else stops selling. Tamei Chacham sells his chayra, and then everyone else continues. The stores then weren't like today. Today, when you have a store, you have as much merchandise as you want. As much as you sell, you order more. It wasn't that way. It was somebody made merchandise, and he came to the shuk. He was a farmer, and he harvested, or he was a manufacturing, he made, whatever he made, he brought to the shul. And he sold it, and then he went home. So we have a second din, Tamei Chacham, that they make, imagine they tried to do it today, they would make all the stores closed till the Tamei Chacham sells his merchandise, and then they all open up again. What's interesting is that this din that we just learned is brought in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, is brought in the halachis of business. It's put in the Rambam and Hilchos Shchenim. The halacha that we tell everyone in the shuk to stop until the member of the shuk, until the Tamei Chacham sells, is not brought down in Hilchos Shchenim. It's brought down, as a matter of fact, not even to the Tzechen Tiendei Mish, but it's brought in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Hilchos Talmud Torah, it says, in Hilchos Kavod Talmid HaChachamim, that if Tamei Chacham comes to sell, everyone else should not sell until he finishes selling. So it seems like it's two different dinim. This is a din, like you say, a takon of the shuk. And that is a din of Kavod Talmid HaChacham, that they used to let the Tamei Chacham go first. I think it says in Afgamina, if he sends a shliach. Gemara says here, Kihech Lo Yutardit Begirsei. So if he's going around selling, you're allowed to let him be kaveya. It's only him himself. That's not a shliach. A shliach is not Torah Begirsay. Let's say Tamei Chacham hires someone to do the business, so then there's no kula that if he's a salesman who's a shlech of Tamei Chacham, they should have a kula. But the Gemara later, but when it says that Nakitna Leila Shuka, the Rabdini, if you'd been enough of Tamei Chacham, they would shut down the shuk until he sells, that's even for a shliach. Because that's how it's covered Tamei Chacham, so it's that. They let Tamei Chacham do his business, whether he comes himself. Or he sends somebody else, it would be the same thing. Well, you see, they sent someone to check. A community had a keilah had a bez din, and the bez din made the decision. Not like today. What? Well, that particular story, they didn't seem to do the right job. But assume that, like everything else, it worked most of the time, and sometimes it didn't work. Like fool is like a chanos. That's why normally it would be awesome. I don't know. You're right. Logically, it should be the same. It's not brought that way in halacha. It's only brought this thing. This halacha. So Gemara brings another exception. This Amid, we're bringing a few different exceptions to the rules we had in the previous Amid. Hanu dikuli da isi dikli labavel. There were people that were selling baskets or pots in Bavel. Also, they master kamak the alavai. They tried to stop them. Also, kamei de ravina amaluhu me alma asu u me alma lizbinu. They're coming from elsewhere, and they can sell to customers that come from elsewhere. Hani mili biyamid shuka. And a yamid shuka where people come from elsewhere, so then they can come and sell. So we have here a second exception that somebody who's coming from elsewhere could come if he's coming for Yom Dishuk. To sell in the place where people come from outside. But not to go outside the Shuk now. So that's exception number two. Exception number three, Hanu Amaroi the Icy Imra Lafum Nahara. They were Amaroi sailors. No, I'm sorry, Amaroi Amaychi Tzemer, who brought Tzemer Lafum Nahara. Also, B'nei Masa Kamak V'Alave. So again, they wanted to stop them because they were Masa Achrisi. Also, Kami Dravkano Amalu Dinu Demak V'Alechu. They have a right to stop you. You're coming from a different city. Amrulay, here it's a little tricky. Amrulay, Islan Ashrai. How do you understand Islan Ashrai? Islan Ashrai, we have credit. We have debt. That's outstanding. So it seems to be here, Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns, Islan Ashrai, I think we're here to collect debt. People in this town owe us money. We're here, we have to collect. So we're allowed to stay in town until we collect what's owed us. He told them, "Amalu zilu zivnu shir chiyuv saichu, adak risu ashrayi ditchu mazlisu." That you can stay until you can only sell enough to live until you collect your debt, then go home. I think the Rambam and the Mechaber have this, the reverse. They owed money to people in town. They owed money, so they had to sell things to be able to pay back the people they owed. That's a bigger kula. They were allowed to sell and make profit in order to pay their debt and as much as they needed to live until they leave, and that was the hetzer. So anyway, this Amid has three kulas: the kula of the Ruchlan and Mazir B'Yarais, and the kula of the Shuk, Yem HaShuk, and the kula of this Ashroi. If there's a need to be in town, I assume it's not Dafka Ashroi. If somebody comes to town, so you have to go to a hospital in the town. The Kozman is there. He has a heter to sell kashir chiyusai. So these are the three exceptions. But my said these three exceptions don't do much for us. None of them are so negel lemaisa. And what seems to come out from our sugya, as I mentioned yesterday, was a tremendous chumrah. Not like people understand that you could stop chumra, kulam kula. It's a kula for the person opening the new business, and a chumra for the old people. That is an issue. Where does it come from? Our understanding, everyone says that there are problems of what we call a sagas gevul. Where does it come from? So the truth is, half of it is a mistake, but half of it does have a connection. The degree to which people say is not accurate, but there is a shaitis. The whole, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's the way it seems from the Gemara. That there's a maid, that there's come out no din of stopping someone from opening a business near you, unless it comes from a different place. He doesn't pay taxes in the city. But pretty much outside of that unusual case, basically, there seems to be no limit. There's a Rishon who wrote a sefer called the Avi Yosef. He's known as the Avi Yosef. In the Avi Yosef, he has a tshuva in which he deals with the following case. There was a Mavi Mefulish, Sheina Mefulish, a dead end street. And at the end of the dead end street, there was a business, there was a chanus. And someone came and opened an identical chanus at the entrance to the street. And Avi Yosef said that it's also, he's not allowed to open a business there. Because the other guy who's going to walk into the dead end to do business, it's the same exact thing. You could buy it here, you could buy it there. So the Avi Yosef said that that's awesome. He's totally, what? The same Mavoi. A Ben Oisai Mavoi, who the Chayra has a head there. He opened exactly the same business at the entrance. So that's the Avi Yosef answer. The question is why? Why was his cheshbon? So the Beis Yosef understood that the Avi Yosef is paskeling like Rav Huna. He's a Rishon, paskeling like Rav Huna, and he's not true lahalacha. All the other Rishonim paskin like the Maskon of the Gemara, and therefore the Beis Yosef doesn't bring the Avi Yosef lahalacha. He didn't hold him. But the Raman, the Tshuva, does pass him like Avi Yosef. And he says that there is a chilik between Avi Yosef's case and all other cases, and there's a tshuva of some cipher which is brought in Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, Kofno Vav Gimel, who's Masber Avi Yosef. And everyone who comes after some cipher passes like some cipher. And for example, Rav Moshe and Tshuva, he writes, he had a dintara between two sides, and the Tshuva he writes his psak, he calls it the, he doesn't even call it Avi Yosef, I think he calls it the Tzav. But he says basically the following rule, and Avi Yosef learned up the Gemara as follows. He says, there's something called Pasakta L'chiyusi. Pasakta L'chiyusi means, I'm not going to have a livelihood, you're ruining my livelihood. Pasakta l'chiyusi, you're ruining my livelihood. If you're ruining my livelihood, you're not allowed to open a competition. That's what we call being master gevul, and that's awesome. The Gemara in the end of Makkah says, "Boy, also l're'ehu ra." That's somebody who's yarid l'chiyusi shalchaveira. He opens competition and puts his friend out of business. To open a business with your pasak l'chiyusi, that we paskal at Rav Huna. When do we say in all these cases that it's mutter? When you're being machlish, you're weakening your friend's business. He'll still have business, but he's going to make less money because of you. If there's a grocery, you open up a grocery across the street. So people could go to this side of the street, they go to the other side of the street. You're not going to put him out of business. What you're going to do is cause him to have less of a parnasa. He's not going to be as rich as he is. He'll have a smaller parnasa. Davi Yosef says that ruining a parnasa, that we paskel like Rav Huna. That's emes l'maskana. I never used the lashon to yufta, Rav Huna to yufta. Never said such a lashon. What?
I know the extreme of the
So how do you know when it's going to be this extreme or that extreme? It's taka very, very hard. I'll mention it in a minute. Ramesh gives a little bit of a gather for it. But you're right. He says to open up a business that's going to put somebody else totally out of business, that's awesome. To put someone totally out of business, that's awesome. He, first of all, in the Gemara, he explains, he answers a kasha that we had yesterday. We had one mahalach yesterday, it's a different mahalach. The Gemara said, in the case of the fish, it's taka awesome. The Gemara said, in the case of the fish, it's awesome. The Gemara said, the fish is different. Shani Dogan Diyavi Siara. I Dogan, it's different. So the Chassam Sefer writes, so what does Yavi Siara mean? Rashi said, he already attracted the fish. If he already attracted the fish, he can't take it away. So we asked the Kasha, same thing with business. I already attracted customers. So how could somebody else come and stop me? How could someone else take away my customers? So he says, this work. Then if you're going to put a net, the way that Yasa put to Gemara, if you're going to put a net, you're going to take away the fish which he already has. You're going to take away the business which he has. He's not going to have a business. Mashiach, when you open up, you're not taking away all the customers. Some customers will go there, some customers will go here. Mashiach, when you throw in the net, you're taking away all the customers. It would seem, if you're throwing in a hook with a line, and the other person put up bait, and he's detracted 1,000 fish, and you're just going fishing, you're going to catch one fish. Or you put in a small net, you're going to catch a few fish. That's takamata, according to him. Because he's saying, in the teretz of Yavi Siara, he says, Aviyasa flourished into the teretz. That when you're taking away everything, then it's awesome. You're taking away some, so that the Gemara is saying is more. The second tikkun in the Gemara. Gemara says on the bottom of the previous summit, Maid Rafuna Bimikri Dargati. It's not usual for the Gemara to say about someone we don't paskin like, Maid Bimikri Dargati. Why is Rabbi Yosef telling us, we just finished saying we don't paskin like Rafuna? So what's he coming and saying? Maid Rafuna Bimikri Dargati. Rafuna is Maid by Yeshiva. What's he bothering? So to some cipher, like Davi Yosef, it's good. Because we taka don't paskin like Rafuna in a case where you just machlish someone else's business. But in a case where you're ruining someone else's business, we do paskin like Rafuna. So the Gemara has to say, tremendous chiddush, by the Rafuna, by Mikri Dardiki. Even if you're going to put the other yeshiva out of business, by Mikri Dardiki, because of Kinnas Sefer and Tarba Chachma, you're allowed to. Ramaisa, some sefer says that's the halacha. If you're putting someone else out of business, it's aser. And the question is, what's called out of business? How do you know if you're putting them out of business? Very, very hard to say. But makes it a chaver of a raya. Someone's opening a business, you want to stop him. You have to have a klara taina that he's going to put you out of business. It's tamazoi. There's no iser. I know 2-3 times that shyness of Hasagas Gevul came to Rapam. And Rapam said, New York City, there's enough business for everybody. Some people go out of business. It's taka true. A business has a mazel. Some people make it, some people don't make it. But in New York City, there's enough business for everyone. Some people don't run their business right. You want to start selling the love of an Esreigen. Somebody's going to be out of business. But there's enough people that buy, enough for everyone to sell. You want to open a grocery? Lamaise, if you open a grocery, it's going to affect the business of the closest grocery. But in New York, there's enough, generally speaking, there's enough for everyone to make business. So, by and large, there's no. It can't say like folk. If you have a chetimta where it's a problem, it's going to be a problem. But, generally speaking, it's not what a few cases that I remember that was the Yisra Pam Shailas, but it was never anywhere. I remember the first time someone came to Shaila, Pam told me to Shaila. So I remember this goes back a long time ago. I decided let me learn the sugya of Hasaga being Master Gavul, Hasaga's Gavul. So I looked high and low. First I looked, I didn't know where the sugya is in Shas. I took out a Torah Tumima, and the pasuk was Sasa Gavul Reyecha. I saw it doesn't say anything. There's no Gemara by Sasek Voreach. I started looking. I found there's no such thing. I found Kuftan Vav, the Simeon of. We already find, like the Aruch HaShulchan calls it, being Master Gevul. But the Rishayim, you don't find such a lashon there. I don't think they're called the Hasagas Gevul. If it's a grocery store, it's going to be more too, because there's enough business for both. Is it a nice thing to do? Is it a nice thing to do? Yeah, the person coming from one mavi into another mavi, which is the Gemara's safik. Lemaisa in halacha, it says that you're allowed to. I believe it says that they are allowed to. Because the Sivis de Asakasha, why by a teiku? He goes back to our old way, by what to do by a teiku. But Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter. I'm not sure what's considered b'nei mavi achrisi in New York. I'm not sure. In a residential neighborhood, maybe, in a business neighborhood. That could be a good marshal. Someone sells in a shul, someone from outside the shul to come in, that would be b'nei mavi achrisi, maybe. And, enough business for everybody, I don't know. What's the hezber of the Isser of Pesach Dil Chiyusi? I would tell you that it's an Isser of Oni Hamabach B'Chararo. Ramesh says B'Feirish, no, they're both Isser. There's this on your havoc, and there's also Issa for the stakdil of Yusi. Or putting someone out of business. What's the makar of the Issa? The Beis Yosef says it's the Rabbanan. The Ritva says it's part of the Yisra of Ani Hamad of Bechara. The Mesh has a tshuva in Chayshim Mishpat Simen Lamed Ches. About someone who has a shul in a neighborhood and there's no other shul of that type in the area. And some of the members of that shul went and they broke away and they opened up a second shul. So the Rav who owned the first shul, they went to the entire Torah Maisha about whether they're allowed to open the second shul, they're not allowed to open the second shul. So Rav Maisha's tshuva, it's the psak, I think it's called the reasons for his psak, that he asked the second shul from opening up. He said that in this area there are not enough mispalim to keep this shul going. Of this type, of the type of mispalim that want a shul where they daven more slowly, and vice versa, they want more modern shuls in the area. But with this type of shul, there aren't enough people. For sakta lechiyusi. Funny, he writes, one of the reasons, Tash Devarav, that the price of Aliyahs goes down. If you have less people in the shul, people are going to, the more people in the shul, the higher, the more money you get for an Aliyah. So, it's funny, by us in shul, we have a policy that if there's a chiyuv, we don't sell the Aliyah. If someone's a chiyuv, he has a yartzei by b'yayim, or somebody who has a chiyuv because of a simcha, so we don't sell the Aliyah. So, originally, they came with a kind that some of the askonim in the shul that Api Alochid, Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to. You're allowed to sell. I told them still, it's a Tevis Ayin to do it this way. If someone has a chiyuv, let him get the aliyah. Not every one of the shuls has the same financial means to buy aliyahs. At the end, they told me that it's okay because you make more money. You have fewer aliyahs to sell, more people who want it. So you don't really lose money so much if you have, you see, I've got my aliyah to sell, you know, it's not, unless he happens to be the kayin of the lady. But anyway, Ramesha writes in the tshuva that that's called Pesach de Lechiyusi, and he's Masber, the Geder of Pesach de Lechiyusi. What? They, what do you mean they're going to put him out of business? He's got a million of people. There's still 10 people in the shul, maybe more than 10 people. That's Pesach de Lechiyusi. So Ramesha writes, and I hope he's saying it over right, that if you're going to cause the person's parnasa to go down, so that his whole level of lifestyle is going to have to go down. That's pasach lechiyusi. Rav Moshe writes, there's a range in which people live. Some people have two cars, some people have one car, some people, there's a certain range in which people live. If he has to go below that range, to a lower range of a lifestyle, that's also pasach lechiyusi. It doesn't have to mean he's going to have to close up totally. But if there'll be a yurida in the level in which he lives, so Rav Moshe writes that's a problem. What? He's saying it into the Avi Yosef. He's saying, Rav Moshe means to touch it into Pesach Lechiyusi. He definitely intends it as a touch in the Avi Yosef. The Pesach Lechiyusi is such a big yerida, such a big nefila. A person can't afford to live the way he's been living. So that doesn't mean the way he's been living, going to vacation to Florida. It means the way he's been living are normal, within the range of a normal lifestyle. So that's Ramesh's psak, and that's a gedda for this. So Ramesh doesn't. He writes that the reasons that they were leaving the shul, the reasons were not that it's. They didn't like the rav, was one reason. One reason is very funny. Why Rashi writes, yes, then why they're leaving. So one reason they said is the rav screams at people. He calls people Rashaim. So Rashi writes the truth, he called them communists. He didn't call them Rashaim. Not every communist is a Russia. It's funny, the truth. And he says, first of all, the rav calls people Rashaim. And second of all, the mispalim are mavaz of the rav, so they want to leave. Like, for both reasons. You know, they're leaving because of the covet of the rav and because of the bazaar of the rav. But I don't know. Rav Moshe writes, it's not enough of a reason. Pesach Lechiyusi, he writes at the end of the tshuva, he could go down into the yeshiva of Brooklyn. That apparently, that's the right of the tshuva, they have the option. What? Why call them communists? You call them communists. No, it wasn't a Russia. At any rate, that's Rav Moshe's tshuva. What? They didn't. Lamaisa, tell what they said. Yes, they did. It's interesting. Ramesha only talks about this part of the Shiloh. That was Lamaisa the timing. It's interesting about a shul in Siman Kuf Samach Beis. The Rama writes that if people want to open a Beis HaKnesses, the Bnei Mavi can't stop them because it's a mitzvah. You can't stop people from doing a mitzvah. Now, he's not talking about competition, that the first one won't have business. He's just saying, people are saying there'll be a lot of noise. So you can't stop them because making a new shul is a mitzvah. The Pischei Tshuva, there, Kuf Samach Beis, brings a Magen Avraham and a whole list of Achrayim that say, Pischei Tshuva Zayin, it's very interesting. He brings a whole list of Achrayim who say Fakert is an Aveira to open another shul where there's one shul where there's already a shul is an Aveira, because Raivam Hadras Melech, it's supposed to be a tzibur of Raivam, and since Raivam Hadras Melech, you're not supposed to open a separate shul. He says unless the Amachlaikis in the shul, and to avoid Machlaikis you're allowed to separate. But Stamazoi, to open a second shul, just because you want to have a different style of davening, or whatever the reasons are that people open other shuls, the Magen Avraham writes that it's an issur. And it sounds like from the whole list of Achrayim they bring there, that itself is a siba not to open another shul. It's a very strange thing, the way we are today in America, I don't know, all America, but in Brooklyn for sure, that... you know, every time you get 10 people, you open a new shul. You know, it's an interesting thing. The ideal thing, Magen Avraham says, there should be one shul, the whole kehila, and all tzarchei kehila are taken care of through the one kehila. There is no kehila today. And what? Today there are a lot of machlokes, so we always have a break. It's interesting. He brings there. What's it did in case there's a machlokes and they break off? How do you split the assets of the shul? So he writes, because Chechuva brings all this from the Ber Yitzchak, I think, from others. And Marit, he brings it. He says it depends. If the shul split because it's too crowded, it's not enough room, so they open the second shul. So you divide the assets according to the number of people. If 60% are here, 40% are there, 60% go here, 40% go there. He says, let's say they had a machloikis, and they broke away. Well, shalaikadin, people, which among everyone holds shalaikadin, they broke away. He says, the assets go with 51% of the shul, with the rife. Wherever 51% are, they get the assets of the kahal, and the 49% are not entitled to leave. I can't make my claim.
What?
The breakaway is 51%. So the building belongs to them. How are you going to throw out the 49%? Though? So, what? Yeah. Anyway, that's what they write. You know, they were. I'll tell you a funny thing. Many years ago, when Lubavitch had its original split, they went to court fighting over different things. So the court didn't want to decide. So the court was looking for a Besdin to decide, apparently. And they must have been very desperate, because the judge got in touch with me if I would be willing to be the arbiter between the two sides of Lubavitch. So I asked him, why in the world would I do it? So he said, because the law is, the arbiter gets, I forgot the number, a certain percent of the money they're fighting over goes to the arbiter. So I asked him, how much money is that? He told me roughly $80,000. For one day's work, not so bad, you know. So I told this judge that if you're looking for a rabbi to take it, the only rabbi who'll take it is either a tzaddik gomer, I told him, either an angel or a devil. Either you'll find an angel who's so foolish he doesn't care about the fact that they're going to run after him the rest of his life, that he's willing to do it, l'man ha'shalom. Or a devil who wants the $80,000 so badly that'll do it. I told you, you won't find anybody in their right mind. Taka kachaza, right? The court ended up deciding. The court doesn't like to decide. They like when they're bezin decide. But anyway, lo yitzur, it would have come to a bezin. Why would bezin have decided? Right, Bob split, or Bob split, Samus split, all the splits, what happens? Whoever's 51% gets the assets when they split Shalai B'Shalom. That's what comes out from here. Now, how do you decide it's 51%? That's very hard. How do you decide? When a shul was the whole city, so it was the whole city. Imagine you tell, let's say, Bob, whoever's 51%. So they're going to go sign up people to be, you know, somebody dabbles above it occasionally. How do you decide? But anyway, I think in the case of Bubba it was clear that one was the majority and one was the minority. Once you donate a sefer, it belongs to the kehillah. It says we perish the svarim also. But the svarim go along. It goes with 51%. The sefer Torah usually you own. Usually you don't give it away. So then you have to write a new sefer Torah. So usually it's loaned to the shul so then you can take it back. But otherwise, well, the shul has a right to stop anyone on its property from doing anything. They don't have the right next door. Right? The heter is on yos to be shaliv, atayse b'shocha. That's the heter of Agamara. So, if I want to sell something next door to you, I'm allowed to sell it next door to you if it's not pasak del chiyusi. Then you have a right. So you have to ask the lawyer exactly. It's interesting, Shaila. The heter is on yos to be shaliv, atayse b'shocha. So what happens if I'm not doing it in yours, but I'm doing it in the street? So I don't know. I assume that in Brooklyn there's a din of a simta, which the sides of the sidewalk are a simta. I assume in my property I could stop someone. If someone wants to set up a store in front of my property, I assume that the law is I have that much ownership that I can stop them. If they want to set it up in the parking space, you know, they want to go set up it. So then that's a symptom. They're allowed to. All right, Gemara ends with a ma'aser, story of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi me'ado, Aisi Gregris Besvina. Rav Dimi, a very sad story. He brought Gregris, that's dried figs or dates. Huh? Remember the seven? Like Kosevis is dried dates, and Gregris is dried figs. He brought dried figs in a Svina, Amalei Resh Galusa L'Rav. Puk Chazi Yitzurim Rabbananu, Nakit Leishuka. Let's see if he's a Talmud Chacham. Amalei Rav L'Ravada Bar Abba. So Rav sent Ravada on this mission, Puk Tehi Allah B'Kanei. Go smell his wine, see if he's a Talmud Chacham. Nafik Ozum. Boy Minei, Peel. Shabalak Fifa Mitzris, V'Kia Derech Leisarei Ma'ahu. Strange shayla to ask. If an elephant swallows a basket and it comes out of the elephant's body intact or in pieces, whatever the tupshatim are, is it still a makabal tumah or is it called galalim? Play galalim are not makabal tumah. It's hard for us to imagine that they used to make kalim out of galalim. It's one of the list of things that are not makabal tumah. And mahu. So why he asked him such a strange shayla, I don't know. I looked in the Raza, the Shapsi, and he checked to the Ben Yayada. So he looked in the Ben Yayada. So he says, maybe there was an elephant standing in front of them. So he was trying to think of a shayla. There's an elephant standing there. So he asked him the shayla. Anyway, lo yava biyada, he didn't know. Which Taisa seems to say is not such a bad thing. He didn't know. It's not a very hard shayla. But Amalei, so he didn't know. It's probably true. When you have a bechina, it's not after you get the right answer. It's you know how to handle the shayla. So he couldn't answer. Amalei, mar niu rava? Are you rava? He thought that this was rava. It wasn't rava. It was rabada coming connected. Tofich lei besandalei, and he banged on his shoes. Amalei ben didil, the sister of Ada banged on Ravdimi's shoes. Amalei ben didil Rava ikatuva. Rava is much smarter than me. Miu akarchach anor rabach. I'm smarter than you. For Rava, Rava de rabach. Loi nekito leishuka. See, he felt he's an Amoris. Now imagine the level of Talmid Chachamim they were. That if a person couldn't discuss such a shaila, he wasn't a Talmid Chacham. Pasad Gregoris Diday. Lamaisa, he had a financial loss. Asa l'kami de Rav Yosef. So Rav Dimi came in front of Rav Yosef. Amalei, chazimar, my avduli. Look what they did to me. Now what was his taina? L'chayri is not a Talmud Chacham. So in the back, I think Rav Yaakov Emden writes that you don't have to know Taurus to be a Talmud Chacham. You know, if you know the other four Siddurim, you know Zeran and Mayid and Nashim Nezikin and Kachim and Taras were not so negay. You don't know. You're still a Talmud Chacham. That was his complaint. Amalei mandaloi shaylu nisa de malka de edayim loy vishaylu nisech. That Hashem, who even the Tzara of Edayim, Hashem was Teveya. So your bizarre will also be Teveya. Diksiv kayam Hashem, ashloisha pishay mayav, al arba loy ashivenu. Three averis of mayav I let go. The fourth one, I'm going to be Teveya. Al sarfu atzvis melech edayim masid. Such a terrible thing, they used the bones of the Melech Edayim for sin. Nachnav Shei de Ravada Bar Abba. Ravada Taka died. So they all felt bad that Ravada died. Everyone blamed himself. Rabbi Yosef Amar Anon Shintei Dano Lataisei. I cursed him. Rav Dimi Nardo Amar Anon Shanashtei Dafsid Gregoris Didi. I'm the one who made the whole story. It's funny, you should have said I'm the one who did it because I didn't know the halacha of the pill. I said, no, because I lost the Gregoris. Abai Amar Anon Yishtei, Amalu Rabbanan, Adi Bigremisu, Garmi, Be Abai Yesu, Ochlu Bisra Shmeina Be Rava. Because he used to tell people, instead of going learning by Abaya, learning the bones, the bare bones of Abaya, learn the fat meat of Rava. I think Garme is Gematria Yalkagam, is that right? I didn't check it out. I think he was telling him, instead of learning Yal Kagam, the few halachas that we pass like Abaya, go learn. We always pass like Rava, go learn by Rava. Make sense, Yal Kagam is Garmi? 253. If it's not, then you take off one for the word and two for the abbreviation. Anyway, so Abaye says it was my fault. Rava Amar, Anoy Nishte, Bichiava Ozlo Bei Tifcha, the Mishka Lumtza, Amalohu Litafchoi, Anoy Shekil Nabisra, Mekami Shame de Rava, Anoy Diftamina, he talked in Gai Vedik. Now, I don't know, you know, I hope I live 120 years. Whenever I die, I hope they don't come to my Levaya. And everyone says, he died because he did this Avla. He died because he did this Avla. It's a very strange Gemara, no? Each one saying, he died, he did this thing wrong, he did this thing wrong, it's my fault. Very, very, very unusual type of Gemara. But there are a few kashas here. The Chazon Ish asks how Rabbi Yossi was allowed to curse him. Cursing is an Issa Deraisa. And cursing with the Shem Hashem is a Issa Deraisa Shesh Ben Malkis. He didn't exactly say Hashem Hashem, but he said Hashem. He said the one that paid back Melech Edom should pay you back. So the Chazon Ish has a hard time. He says, must be, Rabbi Yossi was saying that he's Taka Chayim Misa. But what he did, he banged him on his shoes with Derech B'Zayin, that his Chayim Taka was Chayim Misa. So he wasn't cursing him, he was saying, he was Chayim Misa for what he did. Hard for us to understand that you're Chayim Misa for something like that. As far as how we're allowed to say all these bad things about Rav Ada Bar Ava, so I mentioned to you in the beginning of the year, I think once, Rabbi Yaakov Schiddish, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky writes in Parshas Vayeshev that there's no issa to say Lashon Hara about dead people, about Mason. He says there's a cheirim against being Mitzi Shemra, saying things that are not true about Mason. But to say Emes, Rabbi Yaakov writes, there's no issa Lashon Hara on Mason. They don't know chaver is living people, and that people are not alive. Seems to be a chibish atzim. But all these gemaras that tell us things that people did. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, Anon Shintet. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Reish Kala Hava. He gave the shear, the Kala was the, like Yachi Kala was the shear they gave. And Rashi here says every Shabbos. In all of the Shas, Rashi says Shabbos that was before Yom Tov, they used to give Kala. Have a kol yoyma mekami dinei lekala marid bahadei ravada bar avo shmaitze bahadei raya lekala is the review of ravada who yuma nakti naktuar of papa of rafuna bereid of yeshua le ravada bar avo yishum dolayava b'si yuma they missed the shir they missed the siyum shir on b'chayris amalai emalat hani shmaitze the maisa b'ayma hechi amrinu at the end of b'chayris it talks about the last parak is maisa b'ayma so they missed it hechi amrinu rava what did he say Amalu hachi amarava hachi amarava. He has a shear. Adahadi nagalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mr. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So he missed the shear because he was busy chasering the shear. He missed to say the yav Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amalei Ravon Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak kum de nagalon. Lama yosim mar. Wait, get up. Amalu yisimna v'kaminchur la arsei de Rav Ada Bar Ava. I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Ada Bar Ava because he was retiring me. So again, the Chazon Ish says, this is a curse. How can he say such a lashon? Mintra la'asei de Rav Ada Bar Ava. So he says again, must be, it was really Chayav Misa, because he caused them tzar. Adahachi nafik kola de nafnashi de Rav Ada Bar Ava, mistavir de Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak onshe. Chayav Misa for causing them tzar. So you have to know, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama that says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medagdik im ha-tzadikim kuchot ha-sayra. Every little thing they get punished for. So if you and I learn the Gemara, I think we say Baruch Hashem, we're not tzaddikim, and we're off the hook. We don't have a problem with Hashem being medagdik with us kufat hasayim. But there's a teres chayim in Bava Kama. He studied this thing of teres chayim. He said the following. He says originally Hashem was going to create the world with midas hadin. What is midas hadin? One Avera, a person gets punished. One Avera, a person gets punished. At the end, it's Midas HaRachamim. What's Midas HaRachamim? That the passing mark is a 51. It's funny, every Rosh Hashanah, if you get a 51, you're called the Tzadik Gomor. No, if you have mitzvah somewhat and you're Averis, that's Midas HaRachamim. So Teres Chaim writes that every day, Gemara says, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits down on the Kisei Hadin, he sees the world doesn't have a kiyum, he gets off the kisei adin, he sits on the kisei rachamim. So he has a kasha, what does that mean? Every day Hashem sits on kisei adin. He sees the world can't stand, he jumps to kisei rachamim. Like, Hashem, you know, you tried it once, it didn't work. You tried it twice, it didn't work. A whole year, that means Hashem tried it 354 times, it didn't work. Alright, Kosh Baruch is still hoping. Well, after 1,000 years, 354,000 days, Kosh Baruch Hu sat down at Kisei Adin, sees the world's not Miskayim, he goes to Kisei Rachamim. So Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, after so many times, go straight to the Kisei Rachamim. Why are you sitting at Kisei Adin? But Teres Chaim, no. If there's a person who's Roy Lekach, to be judged by Kisei Adin, he's a lucky person. Such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dagim HaTzadikim Kuchat HaSaira, even if one day a person is in that gather of a tzaddik, Hashem is Danim in that gather of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dagim HaTzadikim. It's really better for a person to be in such a level that to be Danim B'Kisei Din. He writes there in his Varat, which I think is a famous Varat, because the Shlomo writes exactly the same thing. It says when Rabbi Kiva, when they were Misakim B'Sarai, Mistreka Shel Barzel. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, when he saw Ben Nevuah, what's going to happen to Rabbi Kiva? He said, Zutayr Vizustara? So what did Hashem answer? Shtaik Kacholo B'Machshava L'Fana. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, be quiet. Kacholo B'Machshava L'Fana. That's my Machshava. So Hashem says, he said, Kacholo B'Machshava L'Fana, to be down the world with Midas Adin. And if someone could be Nidim with Midas Adin, he's fortunate. He's lucky. And Rabbi Kiva is on that level. I think he explains another Agadah to Gemara. It's a Gemara by Rav Nachum Ish Gamzu. Rav Nachum Ish Gamzu had a terrible, because he didn't give money to an ani, and the ani died, so he lost all his evarim, and his body was had lice on it, and he had to be on a bed with. He had a terrible, terrible thing. So the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva went to Bevat HaFaylo. So this is the Lashon Gemara. Rabbi Kiva told him, Oili Shari Sichi Kacha. Oili Shari Sichi Kacha. What was to me that I see my Rebbe? Rabbi Kiva says, I see my Rebbe in such a condition. So Nachum Ish Gamzu answered him, Oili Shalai Ri Sichi Kacha. Oili, I don't see you in this condition. Sounds like a terrible Gemara. What's wrong with the Gemara? Sounds like a terrible curse. But he's the first time, I think, his mouth did this also, that he says that he told him that Halavai, you should be Zaycha to be done like a tzaddik. Because Rosh Medagim is saying, look at the siren. Somebody is Roy Lakach, is Roy Lakach. So we learn these Gemaras, that's at least the Shtik in the Chama of Rav Ada Bar Abba. If you want another in the Chama, the Ben Yehuda writes who he was a Gilgul of, a bunch of Gilgulim, why he was Gilgul of Tiskiya Melech. And he just had to come to fix a little bit, and then so the Gugulim is also a way to answer all these types of things. Okay, next Sunday we do the Sugya of Dafsha, which is this Mishnah. I hope you keep up the pace. And